Yeah, it's when you actually track it, it's surprising how many of the people that are doing the everyday work there came to the Sox during Theo's regime. And I was surprised myself because I just hadn't looked back at the draft years of some of these guys. And you know, Bogarts and Betts and Bradley all are acquired when Theo's GM, Vasquez is. And then obviously, you know, guys like Ortiz and Pedroia. And even Travis Shaw. And if you want to go back to Swihart, and then some of the pitchers, Tozawa, Matt Barnes, obviously Buchholz. But, I was surprised that that many of them, because you just feel like Theo was a long time ago, and, it kind of was. I mean, it's been 5 years. And it just struck me as interesting that he's getting, so much attention and credit because of what the Cubs are doing. And, the notion that they, could be, should be in the World Series, and what a thing. But it struck me that if the Sox, things went great for them and they somehow ended up there, Theo could be the guy who built both World Series teams, which would be really something.
Do you take seriously David Ortiz's recent comment about considering coming back for $25 million next year?
I don't know. I mean, he's probably messing with us there, and why not? But at the same time, if at the end of the year he has this kind of numbers and this kind of health, then, hey, the Sox would be kind of wise to just say, David, what'll it take? Why would you let a guy, right now he'd be, top three or four MVP in the American League. Why would you let that guy go if it's just a matter of money? Hard to believe that should make any kind of a difference. The guy should have, stupid money already. And it's never going to be life-changing money for him at this point. But if that would do the trick, I'd certainly entertain it if I were them.
Tonight, Clay Buchholz on the mound as the Sox start a homestand against the Cleveland Indians. If he struggles tonight, could this be the last start for Buchholz, at least for a while?
Well, we say that all the time. I think no. I think that they're hoping he gets into one of his good stretches. And he has had health this year. I mean, this is, the guy's been on the DL for 6 years in a row, and that hasn't happened. So if he can give you, 180, 200 innings, then you probably feel like you're ahead of the game. And in most cases, he's had the early burp and then pitched better. That was a classic case the last outing. So it's always an issue, and there's a lot of dissatisfaction with him, I think. But given the fact that, Rodriguez isn't ready and Kelly's probably coming off the DL tomorrow, and you just had Sean O'Sullivan start a few games. I think they're in no position to be kicking him out of the rotation yet, as much as a lot of fans would feel good if they did.
Lost 2 out of 3 in Kansas City against the defending champions, but I don't know. Do you look at that at all as a positive in that they not only played pretty well, but didn't have to go into their bullpen much in that doubleheader?
Yeah, I mean, a three-game series on the road, you're not going to win all those. We understand that. It's better competition. They've had pretty good luck with playing teams that are under 500, and that's about to change. Even Colorado, I mean, the next five teams they're playing are over 500, and that doesn't include Toronto, who's still as a formidable team, as we know. So, it gets a little tougher now, and I think the last homestand, the 73 runs in seven games, that's not a sustainable model, and it maybe gives it a little bit of an artificial sense of how good they are. So, that's why they play the 162. We're 40 in, and see where this goes.